It's the big time. It's Whitney Allen. This guy's missing.
I know that guy.
Wait. Oh, you're not missing. Thomas Rhett. What are you doing here with the Cheerios? I love it. Oh, you're fighting hunger.
I'm fighting hunger.
And looking awesome.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
I appreciate that.
You know, Thomas, we have not, I don't think we've talked to you in a really long time.
It's been a minute, for sure.
No, like, seriously, I think the last time we talked to you, am I right, was it before the Miranda show in...
I mean, maybe, or some kind of situation like this.
And yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
Where you had told us before you went on stage that you were a dancer. And I remember Jackie and I laughing. Now, while I'm talking about this, goes back 2.5 years. And us all kind of just going, ha ha. And you were like, no, I mean it. And it was like, oh my God, did
but
you
really?
Ever mean it? I mean, that's, you're a crazy man.
Yeah, I still have a long way to go in the dancing
department. I don't know.
But it is very fun.
You
it's
start
a lot of fun.
Strong then if you've got
well,
a long way
you.
To go.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're torturing your tour mates, though, by choreographing them on the encore?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
did you talk to him about it?
Ryan, I did.
That's so funny.
Yeah, everyone else is like, we were carrots, and Ryan's like, yeah, he's making us dance.
Yeah.
So...
Well, it's just that was one of the best tour pranks that's ever been done before, because we closed the show every night with 24 Karat Magic.
Right.
And at the beginning of the tour, me and Kelsey and Ryan and Russell, my choreographer had taught us a dance to do during that song, and so I had to teach it to them. And so the last night, you know, 24 of them dressed up in these carrot outfits and ran around and just danced on stage,
Ryan
and I lost it.
They had to hit 6 stores to
get
them.
It's amazing. They're just amazing. So.
Well, congratulations to them, and
thank you.
And you didn't even blink with the carrots.
No.
You're a pro.
I lost it for a couple of verses, but it was really funny.
So, off of the stage, I mean, you've got the brand new single with Maren Morris.
Yeah.
I mean, brand new.
Brand new today. Came out today.
Awesome. We heard like a hook of it just a couple days ago.
Awesome,
and it was fantastic.
Thank you.
You got to choose someone who's got a little more momentum going than her.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
She's right? a nobody.
Yeah,
She's
I know.
She's a nobody.
Poor
no,
thing.
She, that girl's voice. I'm just, it's just really awesome right now in country music because there's so many girls that are, I mean, in about 2 years, the female vocalist category is going to get real.
Tell me about it.
Between Kelsey and Maren and freaking Raylin and Lauren Elena and all these girls with powerhouse voices. And so, you know, I was just glad to get, you know, one of the hottest females on a song of mine and be able to put it as the first single off her record is pretty special.
Well, she probably knows you're doing pretty well, too. You have had an incredible run.
Yeah.
Like, I lost my mind when I heard, on the last album, when I heard Vacation. I mean, that was it. I was done. And then I saw the video. And by the way, I've said this on the air. I'll say it to you. If I could be any person for just one day in my whole life, I would be your wife.
Thank you.
Because I believe that she is the most beautiful woman
in
the world.
She is, for sure.
And is she as cool as she comes across?
She really is.
Dang, it's not fair.
It's not fair to the rest of the world
at all. How did you do this? And you've known her since you were children.
Yeah, I've always been told throughout my whole life to marry your best friend.
Yeah.
Because you got to enjoy hanging out with the person that you're married to.
Right.
And so before we ever even dated in high school or whatever, we always just got along so well. And we fight like cats and dogs, but we love like cats and dogs, too. That made no sense.
No, but it's okay. I'll get rid of the visual. It'll be
Thank
fine.
You. Yeah.
It'll be fine.
We fight and we love 100%.
That's awesome.
And we've always been that way. And she, you know, she didn't pick this life. You know, she thought she was going to marry somebody that was going to come home at 5 o'clock every night.
Right.
So both of us kind of had to adapt this crazy lifestyle, but my wife is just such a trooper. And she's
going to be a mom.
She has almost 1 million Instagram followers.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I know.
The moment she passes me, I'm quitting. I'm going to let her support this family. So
we saw her video, her DJ video.
DJ Lakens.
Love it.
That's right.
Huge fan. All right, so you got a baby on the way. You've got how many nominations?
Two.
You need more.
Two nominations.
I mean, male vocalist.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Congratulations on these two nominations.
Thank you.
And, dude, there's so many more to come.
Thank you very
so
much.
So many more.
I appreciate
can't
it.
Can't say it enough.
Thank you.
They want me to let you go. I don't want to let him go.
I know you don't.
I don't
want to
go.
No,
don't make me go.
Because last time when I talked to you, you know, you were kind of like this, and now you're here, and I'm like, I had him first. But
you did have it first.
I know. Always remember that.
Never forget your first.
We go back to if I could have a beer with Jesus.
That's right.
We go freaking back.
We go way back. You're the OG.
You were shy then.
Yeah, we thought you were quiet.
Yeah.
I've never been shy.
They thought you were quiet.
Oh, really?
I thought not, yeah. I thought. But
I
you
came
know,
out when, of my shell.
I think you just thought we were crazy is really what
When
it
you
was.
Come out with a song, though, called If I Could Have a Beer With Jesus, everybody tends to think you're a serious person.
Yeah.
So everyone kind of approaches you like this. What would you talk to Jesus about?
I don't know. I would want to know how much longer I was going to live.
No, I don't want to know.
You don't want to know?
No. But that's what I'm saying. That's what happened 5 years ago. I was like, what would you talk about, Thomas Rhett? You had to answer questions like that. Now we're like, you dance? You're going to teach us something next time.
I'm
not kidding.
We're bringing the party now.
You're going to choreograph us next time.
I will do that for you.
Thomas Rhett, everybody, check out his new one with Maren Morris called, and the album is Tangled Up. And oh my, just if you don't have it yet, what are you doing?
What is your life?
Seriously, you're still missing out.